Wet Willie Wormsley vs. The Mad Poet by Neuralsplice. Copyright 2005 by Michael L. Cope. Audiobook copyright 2026. All rights reserved. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used in any other way without prior written permission from the copyright holder. For inquiries, use the contact information at neuralsplice.com. NEURALSPLYCE.com. Sunlight slanted through the Noble Barnes bookstore and coffee shop's tall windows, stretching shadows across the polished wood floors. Most customers would call it an ideal Tuesday, perfect for browsing new releases with overpriced lattes, if not for the chaos erupting inside. Standing atop a nearby display table, silhouetted against a backdrop of scattered books, was the Mad Poet, his battered notebook clutched to his chest like a holy relic. He recited his verses with the fervor of a prophet.
Summer's light streams from above, flocks of herring peck you with love.
His laugh, high and theatrical, echoed through the store as customers stampeded toward the exits, screaming. The Mad Poet had struck Noble Barnes, and he'd struck it hard. Powder Shredder crouched behind the checkout counter, his vibrant blue ski shorts fluttering as he dodged another volley of flying fish. The creatures swooped and peck, peck, pecked at him with surprising ferocity, their scales glinting under the fluorescent lights. His neon green snowboard lay abandoned nearby, useless in the face of enemies conjured from pure imagination. He swatted at the air.
Yo, man, what is your damage?
Powder Shredder risked another glance. The villain stood triumphant, eyes wild with the intoxication of his own artistry. Powder gritted his teeth. He'd been holding his own, but barely. Flying fish were not part of his usual combat training, and his snow-based powers were proving useless against creatures immune to cold and moisture. He needed backup. As if summoned by his thoughts, the front doors burst open with a whoosh. A figure in an all-green spandex suit with a large yellow letter W emblazoned on the chest momentarily struck a heroic pose for onlookers before surveying the chaos. Willie Wormsley, finally, thought Powder Shredder. Powder called out, his voice strained as he dodged attacking fish.
Where you been, little dude? This guy keeps spouting poems about sunshine and warm beaches. He's melting my snow faster than an ice cream cone in July.
Willie's face flushed red.
Sorry, my bike got a flat tire. I had to take the bus.
Powder Shredder's expression hardened slightly, not angry, but disappointed in that way that made Willie's stomach twist.
We need to get you some reliable wheels. A sidekick shouldn't be late to a crime scene.
The words stung, even though Willie knew they were fair. He'd only been a superhero for a few weeks, and he was unused to the idea that his presence mattered. In Townsfield, he'd been invisible. In Metropolis, he was supposed to be a stalwart defender of the people and his mentor's trusty sidekick.
Sorry, man.
Willie pushed down the familiar sting of self-doubt.
What's the plan?
Do what always works. Pelt him with snowballs until he can be subdued. Just be mindful of the...
As if on cue, a dozen flying fish materialized in the air. They dive-bombed Powder Shredder, who yelped and ducked behind a checkout counter.
Seriously, dude, this is not cool.
The Mad Poet cackled, striking a pose.
A serious dude I am, for I am the Mad Poet. Don't you know it?
A voice boomed from somewhere unseen. It was everywhere and nowhere.
Powder Shredder has fallen for the villain's bait. Will he be reeled in to his destruction? Who will hook this villain before our hero becomes a stuffed flounder?
Willie rolled his eyes.
Subtle stage manager. Real subtle.
Ever since Willie and Powder had earned notoriety, a member of the Society of Watchers, known as the stage manager, delighted in providing colorful commentary from his perch in between dimensions about their plight. As the herring disappeared into the magazine racks, Powder Shredder saw an opening.
Now, Willie! Snowball storm!
Willie scooped a handful of slush from a rapidly melting pile Powder had conjured earlier. It was more wet clump than proper snowball, but it would have to do. It sailed through the air and smacked the Mad Poet square in the chest with a wet plop.
Hey!
The villain gaped at the stain on his coat.
Righteous!
Powder whooped, unleashing a barrage of perfectly formed icy snowballs. Thwack, thwack, thwack. The assault was relentless. Snowballs pelted the mad poet from all sides, driving him backward. He stumbled, his grandiose recitations dissolving into sputters of indignation.
You ruffians! You Philistines! You oof!
He tripped over a fallen stack of travel guides and crashed backward into the dimly lit reference section. The flying fish winked out of existence. Silence fell, broken only by the drip-drip of melting snow. Powder Shredder straightened up, brushing slush from his shoulders.
See? Classic 1-2 punch. He'll be...
From within the reference section came a sound, a slow, ominous chuckle. Then the mad poet emerged, not cowed, but triumphant, holding aloft a thick hardcover tome. His eyes gleamed with manic joy.
You've given me the keys to the kingdom, you fools.
The stage manager's voice echoed through the bookstore in a perfect, dreadful rhyme.
A flurry of snow, a tactical blunder. You've armed your foe with poetic thunder, a dictionary of rhyme, a lexicon grand, now destruction is quite literally at hand.
The boys eyed each other in dismay as they read the book title. Master Rapper's Rhyming Dictionary. The mad poet's laugh cackled, unhinged, trembling fingers flipped pages, lips moving silently as he absorbed perfect rhymes.
Now my poetry shall be unstoppable.
Powder, flying fish are only a start if we don't stop him now.
I'll distract him while you sneak around.
Powder Shredder was already formulating a plan.
You know the drill.
Willie nodded and slipped between magazine racks with practiced stealth. His years of avoiding bullies in the hallways of Townsfield Middle School had honed his ability to move unnoticed. Behind him, Powder Shredder vaulted a table to launch his counterattack. His snowboard cut through a swirl of crystalline powder that trailed behind him like a comet's tail. He charged the ne'er-do-well, shouting,
"Your days of crime are over!"
Willie weaved through the aisles until he reached the self-help section. His elbow knocked over a sign. It clattered to the floor, the letters glaring up at him. "Silence is golden. Please respect the needs of other customers." Willie winced. The mad poet's head snapped toward him.
From heights on high, with my eye, I thee spy.
A massive floating eye materialized above the villain, its pupil the size of a dinner plate. It turned its gaze directly toward Willie. Willie froze mid-step, half hidden behind a shelf of self-help books. His heart hammered thump, thump, thump.
"Oh, gee whiz,"
he whispered, then louder. Unable to help himself.
I, that's some bad repetition.
The words escaped his lips before he could stop them, a reflexive criticism when facing off against a bully. The criminal's eyes went wide. For a moment, the floating eye wavered in the air.
What?
My poetry. Flawless.
In that moment, Willie realized something crucial. The man's power came from his confidence in his own artistry. Attack the art, and you attack the artist.
Who is this guy?
Calls himself the Mad Poet.
Powder Shredder yelled back, still fending off attacking fish.
He's mad, all right.
Willie said, his voice growing louder, more confident.
Mad as in crazy. His poetry sucks.
The Mad Poet flushed crimson. He stamped his feet, his notebook trembling in his hands.
I warn you mortals to flee, or I'll hit you with a train.
A steam locomotive materialized in the air, defying gravity. Steam billowed in angry clouds as it chug-chugged toward the superheroes. Willie stood firm, ignoring his instinct to run. He locked eyes with the mad poet.
That doesn't even rhyme. I would have said tree to rhyme with flea.
The mad poet's voice wavered as he fumbled for a new rhyme. The locomotive sputtered like a stalled engine, then vanished in a puff of smoke. The villain's shoulders slumped, his lips trembled.
"Stop mocking me,"
he cried, his voice cracking with emotion.
"You don't understand my art."
Powder Shredder, still swatting at the now slower flying fish, seized the moment.
"And you don't understand the basics of poetry."
Willie's mind crystallized around the realization.
"That's it. Attack his poetry, and he has no power."
"Your poetry doesn't rhyme."
"Your meter is whack."
The mad poet swayed, his eyes unfocused, as if dodging invisible punches. The flying fish dissipated like morning mist. The villain's confidence cracked when art became liability instead of armor.
"It's working. We have to attack before he recovers."
The mad poet's voice rose again, desperate now.
"Roses are red.
Aim for his head."
Powder Shredder yelled to Willie in perfect rhyme.
"I've got snowballs. You throw.
Violets are blue."
The mad poet continued, his voice growing shriller.
"A shoe."
Powder Shredder laughed, a genuine, triumphant sound as he called out. Willie kicked off his pointy-toed shoes, the ones that were perpetually oversized and ridiculous-looking, and hurled them one after another at the mad poet. The first shoe flew past the villain's head, missing by inches. The mad poet laughed, a sound of bitter defiance. Willie had been practicing. The second shoe connected. It struck the mad poet square in the face with a satisfying thwack, and he let out a shriek that sounded more wounded than angry. He toppled backward and crashed into a display of hardcover mysteries. His battered notebook flew from his grip, spiraling through the air before landing several feet away. The mad poet scrambled across the scattered books, desperately searching for his notebook. Snowballs continued to pelt him. Powder Shredder had rejoined the fight with renewed vigor, his confidence restored now that the tide had turned. Willie crept through the young adult section. He emerged from behind a shelf of fantasy novels directly behind the mad poet, still frantically searching for his precious notebook. Willie took a deep breath. He'd done this before, back in the bank with Kinetico, when he'd been too desperate to think about dignity or decorum. It had worked then. It would work now. He stuck his index fingers in his mouth, coating them generously with saliva. Dramatic music swelled up, foreshadowing what was to come. Willie lunged forward, his saliva-coated fingers aiming for the mad poet's ears. But the villain, spotting the reflection of Willie's green-suited form in an overhead security mirror, spun around.
"From my mind's eye, a guardian I summon."
A second giant eyeball materialized directly between them. The atomic Wet Willie attack landed with a sickening squish, right in the pupil of the conjured eye. The orb recoiled, blinking painfully, then zipped erratically into shelves and lights. The stage manager's voice boomed with stinging rebuke.
The hero's aim, so clearly flawed, misses the ears and pokes an eye. Is his sense of direction as confused as his sense of hearing? A truly deafening performance.
Willie watched the eyeball's chaotic flight. It wasn't attacking, it was disoriented. He made a realization.
"The eye is blind, and so is he."
The mad poet frantically scanned the room, but his gaze was unfocused, panicked. Thinking quickly, Willie snatched up a thick hardcover and hurled it. The mad poet's head snapped toward the sound. As the villain turned, Willie circled silently to the right, his knobby knees carrying him with surprising speed. This time, there was no reflection to warn him. Willie's wet fingers found their mark, jamming deep into the mad poet's ears. The effect was instantaneous and undeniable. The mad poet screamed a sound of pure primal disgust and pawed at his ears.
"What vile fluid is this in my ear, filling my mind full of fear?"
Even in his agony, the villain couldn't help but poeticize his suffering. It would have been funny if it wasn't so pathetic. Powder Shredder swooped in on his snowboard, dumping a light powdering of snow onto the mad poet's prone form. Through the glass doors and windows of the bookstore, Willie saw the telltale red and blue lights of police cars pulling up, their sirens wailing. The mad poet was done. Later, at the superhero hideout, Powder Shredder put his snowboard into a wall locker. The adrenaline of the fight had faded, leaving behind the pleasant exhaustion of a job well done. He glanced over at Willie.
That was some quick thinking today in the bookstore.
Willie shrugged, still feeling the lingering embarrassment of arriving late.
I just remembered what I learned in school about poetry.
It was true in a way, but it was more than that. He'd remembered that often, the most powerful weapon you possessed wasn't strength or speed or any of the conventional superhero abilities. Sometimes, it was simply knowing something about the world. Something he'd learned in a classroom back in Townsfield. Something he'd paid attention to despite his dislike of classrooms. His English teachers would probably never know it, but their insistence on proper grammar had saved the day in Metropolis. Powder Shredder clapped him on the shoulder, a gesture of camaraderie that made Willie swell with pride. They turned toward an imaginary camera, their expressions shifting to a heroic confidence.
Remember, kids,
Powder Shredder said, his voice taking on the tone of an earnest public service announcement.
Stay in school.
Willie grinned.
Learning is cool.
And in that moment, the awkward, unseen kid from Townsfield Middle School, the one who'd been trapped in a locker mere weeks ago, felt like a real superhero. Wet Willie Wormsley had earned his place in the pantheon of superheroes. Time is precious and limited. I hope you found this story worthy of your time. For more ebooks and audiobooks by this author, visit www.neuralsplice.com.